good energy?
Yeah, on my second cup of coffee.
Ken Kessler, you have good energy?
Pretty good, yeah.
Kenny's been up the longest of any of us, because for your information, as the your program gets put together, many of you ask how we do this.
I ask myself that all the time.
Yeah.
How do they do it?
How do we do this?
And along with why.
Yeah. Well, let's try the how first. We'll leave the why for later. Now, by the way, we're going to be spending some time here in this half hour on this op-ed piece in the Princeton University newspaper that has a lot of people talking about girls and husbands and that sort of thing. I'm especially eager to hear what Jennifer and Roberta say about what this this whole to-do is all about.
I have stuff to say, so you're in luck.
Yeah, right. You do.
Anyway, so how do we do this? Ken Kessler started his day at what time yesterday?
Four, five, six, somewhere in there.
All right. So late in the afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon.
Right. Late in the afternoon, you started to put together a lot of the material that we use in this program. And have you had a nap or a break between that point and this point?
No.
No. Mm. Okay.
And you'll go to bed right after we're done, right? Just
moments
7
after,
o'clock
yes.
Pacific.
Moments.
Okay?
Yes.
Moments after. Okay. So now that's how we are prepared in the main.
Does
for
your
a
family
lot
like
the...
you, Ken?
Does your family know you, Ken?
You know,
I've
know,
seen some other people
know
around
him
in here.
Is to love, love, love him. The most important stories of the day, and Kenny helps us put the touches on that, the spin. The spin is up to us. It's Richie who has a spin on things, and Roberta and Jennifer. But Kenny helps to put a lot of this material together. So, and how did I, I said, how do we do this? Some people ask, how do we do this? And I'm actually on the prowl most of the time. Most of the day when I'm involved in other things, you'll hear stories that all of us tell about things that are going on in our lives that relate to some of the issues of the day. I spend a good deal of time every day just looking around the various news sites as I'm doing other things, because there's always something that's interesting going on, and it isn't just the usual stuff. And so that's why people say, well, there's a different sort of a field of this program. Well, you got four or five different opinions about things, plus it's the usual stories that we want to touch on, and then things like this, although this has been really all over the news. Let's get started with a couple of different pieces of this, and then you certainly can weigh in. And I wonder how we might do this on Facebook and Twitter if we haven't started it already, Kenny, asking about whether students, women, should be looking for husbands when they go to school, because that's basically what this is all about. We start with Megyn Kelly talking to Susan Patton, who's the one who wrote the op-ed piece in the Princeton newspaper, encouraging young women who are students there to find a husband before they get out.
Speaking to young women, the co-eds at Princeton, quote, "For most of you, the cornerstone of your future and happiness will be inextricably linked to the man you marry, and you will never again have this concentration of men who are worthy of you. Here's what nobody is telling you. Find a husband on campus before you graduate." First, let me ask you why you wrote this.
Because I think all the information that's being directed to young women today is about their career development, their professional advancement. Nobody is talking with them about the other part of work-life balance. Nobody is talking with them about the importance of thinking about family. And for those women who do want a traditional marriage and children, they've got to start thinking about it sooner rather than later.
Now, here is some of the blowback that you've received. This is just one example from Maureen O'Connor, New York Magazine, who says that this is an excruciatingly retro understanding of relationships. Your conclusion that a successful heterosexual relationship requires the man to be smarter than the woman, because Susan posits that the women at Princeton are very smart and should find very smart husbands, and the best place they're likely to do that is while they're at Princeton.
I don't think there's anything about it that's retro or anti-feminist or revolutionary in any manner. Women want to be married and they want to have children. Many of them do. Not all of them do. And very distinctly, my advice, and that's all it was, advice, nature of advice, take it, don't take it, it's all okay, was just start thinking about this sooner. I know so many women who graduate from these wonderful schools and invest the first 10 years after college doing nothing but professional development, building their careers. Now they're in the early 30s, and they're starting to be panicked.
Mm-hmm. It is controversial to suggest that we as women need to marry men who are smarter than we are.
All right, come on. This is, if my daughter were listening to this, she would be climbing out of her
She's
skin.
Absolutely 100% right.
Yeah, wait a second.
She's right.
This woman is right?
Yes.
I'll tell you.
I agree also. I think she's right.
I mean, the first part of me wants to, like, crawl up the wall and say, develop your career first. You can meet people later. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I wish that I would have actually paid more attention to finding a serious person. Because
You'd be divorced by now.
Well, you know what? Maybe. But here's the deal. Maybe not. And I also have a really hard time meeting quality people because of this crazy schedule that I'm on.
Right.
I mean, when you have to go to bed at 7 o'clock at night, you don't get to meet people.
I have many friends
so
in the same situation who have really great careers. And now wish they had the family life that they should
have built.
I mean,
it's not all wrong.
I'm not sure.
But you can still get married and devote the first 10 years of your life to developing your career.
Why
are you married? I certainly did.
Yeah. Why I am, but see, I did this. I didn't meet my wife at school, but I met her pretty much right when I got out of school. And it just is so bad in terms of maturation. It depends on, I guess, what you like. Let me finish.
No, 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 no.
Your example is stupid. I'm not using me as an example, so you can be stupid all you want.
Because you met your wife and married her like 2 weeks.
No, it was
three
months. Anyway,
2 months.
The essence of what happens with men who are immature little boys until they're in their mid-30s. So if a woman who's in her 20s finds somebody who's in a doctoral program in graduate school and maybe close to 30, that makes sense. But you marry somebody when you're 21 who's the same age as you are, no matter how smart he or she is, you're cruising for a losing.
Well, I don't think she's saying necessarily marry them while you're still in college, but find them.
Yeah.
And that's true. You're never going to find a better concentration than you do when you're on a college campus and you're all the same age.
All right.
And
you have access to people. 8830236 84 Kenny, how do we ask this question on Facebook so that I come out looking smart?
You don't, Doug.
Facing ideas about love and marriage are like totally off
right,
the wall.
Never mind.
I posted a link to the story that is posted on DougStefan.com.
Yeah.
There are a couple comments already.
And they are.
Janet says it sounds like the 1950s. Paul says with 40% to 50% of married couples getting divorced, I wouldn't encourage that behavior. People should get out on their own, grow up, and live a little first.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to have the ladies on The View weigh in on this in a moment, and then more of the comments in the peanut gallery here. 888-302-3684. Let's be honest. You've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you've run into problems galore. Is that a rhyme, and I just put it together?
Mm-hmm. Hey, try
that again. That's poetry.
You tried to whiten your teeth before, but you've run into problems galore. Is that what I said? Did I repeat it the same? I don't even remember what
I
said.
I think so, but whatever you did, it rhymed.
So you really are a poet, and you really don't even know it.
That's pretty true, Richie. Anyway, I want you to think about your teeth, your well-being, how people look at you. If you're a person who's yellow, ugly, stained teeth, why don't you do something about it? Take the Power Swab Challenge. 5 minutes, that's all it takes. Use a couple of Power Swabs, 2 minutes, and in 5 minutes you will see your teeth changing to a whiter surface, or you use it for a week, if you will, get 6 shades lighter. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. I'm telling you, this works. That's why I have been talking about it. Dr. Ken has been talking about it. Jack's been talking about it. Everybody who uses these things, whether you're on your regular teeth, natural teeth, caps, crowns, and the veneers, start becoming a winner. Call today for your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. 800-865-7602. Mention Doug Stefan, you save 50% off the price of Power Swabs. This is the time to take advantage of this great opportunity to whiten your teeth. Don't fool around. 800-865-7602. Power Swabs, you will be a winner. You're 8 times more likely to have success with this than any of the other products that are around that are like it. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
If you're locked in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on. It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, let's get a sampling of what the ladies on The View, who wanted to weigh in on this Princeton alumna mom, her view that it's time for women to get serious about men when they're in school before they graduate.
A mom who graduated from Princeton wrote a letter to the school newspaper advising young women to find a husband on campus before they graduate to guarantee that they'll end up with a man who is worthy of them.
Well, she also said that, you know, your pool is greater when you're in college of finding a man that is on your intellectual level as opposed to when you get out of college, your pool dwindles. Now, she was in a marriage for 27 years. She's divorcing because she says her husband was not. It caused a lot of strain on their relationship.
For 27
years. Maybe because she's a snob.
But you know, why is she not married
somebody who was on her level?
Isn't she talking about income opportunity and being able to not have to depend on somebody? Isn't she here?
Well, I think it goes beyond that. It's not, it's like six steps away from arranged marriage, which is what do you have in common? What is the same interest? Yeah. What is your economic and so forth? Mm-hmm. So if you think of it that way, but
Three
I don't think
Barbara
any girl
married?
Or guy should get yeah. married while they're in college. Wait.
Wait.
For someone who did. Wait.
I don't know. Here's what I would say. You spend your life, I went through Boston College, found him there, just happened to, wasn't looking for anybody, and that just worked, right? But I do think there's something in what she said that holds true. I was 24.
Okay.
Look for a divorce there in the next few years.
Stop it. God, man, you are so bitter.
I'm not bitter at all.
You are bitter, jealous and bitter.
Mary, when you're old, baloney I am. That's your lie. 21 after.
Jealous and bitter.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Shell Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yep.
Really?
Call him.
That's you. Even the
soldiers. As the talent of Prince.
Tell me the background of this song, Richie, because I don't know this song.
This is off of his Musicology album, about 6-7 years ago, which was just a phenomenal album, because he went old school funk on us, and it's really good stuff. Call it what you like. I'm a woman. Just when you think that you've got somebody figured out and, they're kind of like on this slippery slope down, Prince apparently, 3 weeks ago or something like that, did a show, and I can't remember, it was after the Grammys or something like that?
Yeah.
Where he did like this 3-hour set that apparently all these celebrities are at was the concert to be at in the last 2 decades.
Really?
Apparently he was just pulling songs out of nowhere, just doing this, and everybody said this is why Prince is just an amazing artist.
Yeah, he's good.
And I've yet to see him. Which
all right, let's do back-to-back Michael Jackson next to Prince now.
Do back-to-back Jackson and Prince.
Well, it happens that Prince, in fact, could be called to testify in the Michael Jackson wrongful death suit.
Really?
They never worked together in their careers because TMZ has learned that Katherine Jackson intends to call Prince as a witness in her wrongful death lawsuit. MJ's mom and 3 children looking for $40 billion in damages against AEG and its negligent hiring and supervision of Dr. Murray. AEG was his agents, and they were the ones who found him.
Well, they're the ones putting on the show, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
According to the documents that were filed, Catherine's legal team plans to call 100 witnesses. One of them is Prince. It's kind of curious, as Richie pointed out, because they never really collaborated.
No, they didn't.
But the legal team believes Prince had a bad experience with them as well.
Well, Prince
along
doesn't
the same
like,
long lines.
Yeah, Prince doesn't like the man, and he doesn't like the corporate structure of the
entertainment
business.
No, yeah,
not
right.
at all.
Yeah,
and so
right.
I'm sure he'd be happy to get up there and bash them.
Yeah, right. Lots of things going on at DougStephan.com. We have audio highlights that you can check from programs most every day. Don't forget our poll today, which focuses on your resume, is a story that we have at DougStephan.com about whether or not our question is, have you lied on your resume? Kenny, what do we have on Facebook and Twitter about that? Anybody admitting, fessing up to fudging on their resumes?
Nobody has admitted it. In fact, somebody said, do you think that we would really... admit it on a public page here.
Yes, we do.
Well, we admit to everything. The poll earlier on, what's your favorite thing to sneak out of the child's Easter basket that you have? Let's see here. 23% said anything chocolate.
Reese's.
20% said Reese's
Whoppers.
Eggs. 18% said Cadbury eggs. 15% said Peeps. 8% said jelly beans, and 16% of you lied and said you didn't steal any candy from your children.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Whatever.
Sure.
All right, let's have a 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
In what year did Walmart, Target, and Kmart open? All the same year. Was it 1955, 1962, 1965, or 1949? The year Walmart, Target, Kmart opened, 888-302-3684.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're
singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To the best thing that you could possibly find to stick in your ear every day, the Good Day program. Here we are with the best and the most important stories of the day, things that you may not hear much about. We have farm news coming up. It's Doug and Jennifer, and I'm happy to say that. I'm always happy to put Doug and Jennifer together. Very happy to put Roberta together with Jennifer and Doug, Richie together with Jennifer and Doug and...
We're like a train.
Yeah, Roberta and Ken is the cherry on top of the ice cream. By the way, do you have... I don't like cream on my sundaes. I like just... I only have a sundae.
You mean whipped cream?
Yeah, I only have sundaes.
On anything.
You know.
I'll put it on anything.
We serve more ice cream with just fruit toppings on it at the dairy store than anything else. And I love ice cream. I am somebody who understands ice cream, knows it, and I'm happy to eat it. It's not great for my waistline. And I find myself in a strange position because a lot of people come into the store want to have nuts, and they want to have Jimmy's, and they want to have cream. I have a sundae only maybe 4 or 5 times a year, and it's always on the airplane. It's always after dinner. There's an ice cream ball.
For those of us fancy people that get to fly first class, right?
Well, you get food on airplanes?
Well,
we don't because we're in coach. Or
right, home. Yeah.
Well, but it's
peasants back in the buck.
It's a. Why do you start that? I was trying to tell about ice cream sundaes, and you're into your usual hack them or slash them.
But I didn't. She started it.
Man,
your little fair-haired girl over there was
she's
the one.
She is my fair-haired girl. She does no wrong, Richie.
That's right.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Okay. So anyway,
picking up the rocks and throwing them at you.
Speaking of things that are wrong, the president of the United States signed a bill. It was a budget appropriation bill last week.
No.
Any of you have heard about that? You've also heard me go off any number of times on genetically modified or altered foods, so-called GMO foods, genetically modified at the seed. You'll be happy, or maybe not happy, to know that French researchers published the results of a study linking genetically altered corn with any number of cancers. The university study, led by a molecular biologist who is world famous, was published in the Food and Chemical Toxicology Journal in America, found that rats eating corn genetically modified to withstand the chemicals in Monsanto's Roundup, which is a weed killer, developed cancerous tumors in pretty much every organ of their body. The research was the first of its kind to study GMO health effects, even though Monsanto has done the same thing themselves and know what this does. It doesn't stop the focus on the bottom line. Tumors in rats, who cares about them? We need to get this into the mainstream. So that's why this research is done in Europe, and that's why GMO foods are pretty much taboo over there, even though Monsanto and Dow just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. They don't have to push here. You know what they did? This is why those of you, Roberta, who were on this bandwagon, this guy appointed as the Assistant Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, the number two guy at Monsanto. Strangely enough, 2 months after this boob from Monsanto gets his job at the FDA, this rider gets tacked onto the budget appropriation bill, and it gets signed. Meanwhile, 48 or 49 senators said, "We didn't know this was in there. It wasn't even there when they voted on the appropriation. It got sneaked in." Is that the right word? It sneaked? Didn't snuck. It got sneaked in. Got added on after the fact. So
here that's illegal. Who did that? They should be in jail.
Well, this is why a lot of people say this is the stuff that makes impeachments up. How these?
No. When you present a bill,
yeah,
and everybody understands the bill,
right?
Then you change it,
right?
And it's
that's
misrepresented.
What they do. That's what the speaker and that's what the Speaker of the House does on
and
both
it's misrepresented,
sides. Yeah,
you should be in jail.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then they all
misrepresentation.
The Monsanto Protection Act is part of this budget appropriation. They now have protection. They can't be sued by anybody. If you get cancer as a result of eating genetically modified or engineered food that came from Monsanto seed, you can't sue them because the government of the United States just protected them by the president signing this bill. That's the way it is. So how do you like that, Roberta? Make you proud?
Very proud, yes.
Oh, does it? Yeah, okay. Good for you. How do you...
That government protecting us all the time.
That's it.
That's right.
There it is.
Good old USA.
I'm so sick of this. All right, here's another item of interest. And this comes from my lovely state, my adopted state of California, Jennifer's home state, where, honestly, I tell you the truth. My children would like me to move to California.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about it. And the reason that I won't is what follows. I'm in the dairy business. I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. I'm a serious dairy farmer. I have a serious farm, and I have serious cows, and I sell serious milk.
But you're not on Sirius XM.
I'm not on Sirius XM,
okay.
Which is their problem. Anyway, the state of California is making it so difficult for the dairy industry and farming in general. Because not only of the cost of, we all have to pay the cost of feed and things, but the environmental regulations and the taxes that are being placed on milk. There was you remember when I went to the World Ag Expo? What was it?
A couple months ago.
Big behemoth trade show that was in Tulare. I always say Tulare. Jennifer says it's Tulare. How do I say that?
It's Tulare, I think.
It is Tulare. Mm-hmm. Anyway. When I was walking around, and this is what got me to thinking about this, there were 9 states with booths attracting California dairymen to go to their state. And they're having more success every day. Last year, 5 big dairies in California moved to other states. You know why? Because the state of California has created a $15,000 tax on farmers because of incidental environmental problems.
Hmm?
In other words, cows have manure, so in order to be able to be in the luxurious state of California, your manure stinks, so we're going to tax you $15,000 for it. All right? And this is...
genius.
Yeah, it's really... yeah. And by the way, the dairy industry in California is an $8 billion, $8 billion business. They sell 41 billion gallons of milk a year. That's 21% of the nation's milk supply comes out of California. And now they're moving to Wisconsin and Idaho and other states because California is crazy. So how many other states, and I use this as an example because it seems to me sooner or later, and this is just one example of many, and California is an indicator of how crazy the country is.
How many states are chasing people out of their state just because of
taxation.
Crazy taxation?
California has over like 2 million people that live here, and I guarantee you they are all small business owners because it's easier to do business in Texas than it is to do business in California.
Right.
And it's so silly, and the people that you want to stay in California were driving out because we keep just making it harder and harder.
Well, high net worth people, they don't want to stay there.
I was at my aunt and uncle's house. They moved from Maryland when they retired to Delaware. My sister-in-law's parents moved from Maryland to Delaware to retire down the shore. And, you know, close to the ocean and everything. But the taxes in Delaware are so friendly for retirees.
Right.
And both my uncle and my sister-in-law's dad was like, they basically chased us out of Maryland.
Yeah.
Because they were just trying to kill us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this happens all over the country. You're seeing it in New York. You're seeing it in Maryland. You're seeing it in California.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Yeah. Where they are chasing you out of the
state
because it's just out of control.
Yeah. And they can't stop their spending. And they justify. They think it's okay. Well, we have better living conditions here. We have better living conditions and nobody's going to be there.
My uncle's house taxes, he had about a $500,000 house here in the suburbs of Maryland.
Right.
And his taxes on it were $5,000 a year. Okay.
Amazing.
His taxes in Delaware, $900.
Yep. Delaware is a very friendly state. Yeah. By the way, I do this from time to time when I get excited about something. The history quiz, this is an easy dunk for those of you who want a swell prize, and I'll repeat it one more time. Our phone number is 888-302-3684. I asked, in what year did Walmart, Target, and Kmart stores open? Talking about entrepreneurialism, as much as I don't like Walmart, man, what an American story. Sam Walton.
Oh, sure.
And how that whole thing
came to be. It just grew into a monster.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. And it's in Arkansas. I mean, Arkansas is a very business-friendly state. Anyway, in what year did they all started the same year? Walmart, Target, Kmart. Was it 1955, 1962, 1949, or 1965? What of those four years was the correct year for all three of these to get started? And you have to know what's going on in the country. Think about what was going on in the country in this era. It's 888-302-3684, the year that Walmart, Target, and Kmart opened, 55, 49, 65, or 62. Let us know what you think.
Hike.
As long as we're, what, Richie?
Hike.
Hike. And as long as we're talking about business a little bit, I want to bring you around. One of the things that you know is that I'm a small, independent businessman. I'm the only person running a nationally syndicated radio program who basically owns his own shop without any connection to any church, any group, any other. I have just me and the people that are working with me to make this all work. And one of the ways that we are pursuing to make it work better is through crowdfunding. So if you go to DougStefan.com, look at the crowdfunding button on the right-hand side. If you don't know anything about it, Richie did a marvelous job in the last hour, basically just in three sentences, profiling what it is and why, if you are an everyday American trying to find success, trying to raise money for a new business, maybe you have a cause, somebody's sick and you want to help them, they don't have insurance, somebody's trying to raise money for some kind of really compelling interest, you do it now in America through crowdfunding. So may I suggest you go over, find the crowdfunding button, follow how it can work for you, listen to our new theme song, the Good Day Crowdfunding theme song. It's a lot of fun, and it tells you the story. And I'm hoping that will help a lot of people at DougStefan.com.
Ba-ba. are black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Share the love on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Question is, what is the year of origination for Walmart, Target, Kmart store, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Steve listening in West Monroe, Louisiana. Welcome to Good Day. Steve, hi.
Hey, was it 1962?
It was 1962. How did you know that?
Good job.
Oh, I worked for them one time.
Worked for who? Well, Walmart, Target?
Yeah.
Really?
Walmart.
Yeah. Sam Walton opened his first store in 1962. So May. Think about this for a second. In 1962, one store in Bentonville, Arkansas, and the year 2013, which is 51 years later, right? 51 years later. It is the most, the biggest employer in the world, and it is among the top 10 in terms of value corporations in the world. And it started with this one guy driving a pickup truck. And now,
that's how it all
look
starts,
at what
man.
This family and what they all stand. I mean, we all make fun of them. Jay Leno had a great line about the car. there was a car, an Oldsmobile, that crashed into the front of a Walmart someplace yesterday. And Leno's line was, well, it's nice to find something made in American Walmart. Which I thought was clever. All right, Steve, you win the prize. Hold on just a second. Nice to have you there, pal. How did all of everybody's favorite baseball teams do yesterday?
I went to the Nationals opening day, and they beat the Marlins 2-0. Yeah. Bryce Harper is a phenom. Steven Strasburg is unbelievable.
All right, yeah. I went to opening day for the Dodgers, and they won. Clayton Kershaw pitched a great game and hit a homer. Yay!
Red Sox beat the Yankees. Yankees suck. What happened
with
you?
What's baseball?
Yeah. There she is.
Kenny, you like San Diego?
I do, and they got beat.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's 51 after on Good Day.
And hold on, the sun came out today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Eddie Grant. You remember the movie Romancing the Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Number one movie during this week in 1984. I thought that first one especially was one of those movies that you can watch over and over and over again. There are, in my life anyway, I can probably count 6-7 of these movies, and Romancing the Stone is one of them. It's just such a good story. So
I remember watching
done.
It a lot as a kid, over
so
and over.
So much fun.
Like
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. They were good together, both of them. Anyway, they both suffered the scourges of being big smokers in their later life, which is kind of too bad. But they were good in that. And that's what we remember them for, in part. 6 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Chucker is off today, but we'll still have our contest, and we have some movie news, things for you to think about in terms of this form of entertainment. Chucker's the best, though. I mean, as much of a crazy, he's a lunatic. But he
knows his stuff, man.
He really knows this stuff cold. He loves it. It's a passion of his, and so he does a great job and has fun doing it. And he was happy to, was it off the air or on the air the other day? He said 20 years he's been doing this with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got you beat by a year, I think, Roberta.
Wow.
At any rate, he's a wonderful guy, and he's got a great wife, very supportive, and a great kid. He's great at yanking everybody's chain, I'll tell you that. At any rate, let's get to our contest. And I suppose this is one of the things. I think Kenny dusts this off at the beginning of every baseball season. So it's kind of a gimme. But it's fun to give away prizes to people who have the challenges to get in fast and first. Richie, can you clear off the lines there? I don't know. We've seen a couple of people on our lines. So we clear them off. 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue, audio clue, from our movie of the day.
I came here to play ball.
That's it. You should know it from
got
that.
It.
You got it? 888-302-3684. Got it, Roberta?
Nope.
Of course not. Jennifer?
Got it.
All right. Kenny? Well, of course. I got it. Ask Kenny. Stop letting me ask you, because you're the one who does this. All right. Next clue.
It took me 16 years to get here. You play me, you'll get the best I got.
Yeah, one of our... I think he is one of the best, most all-around appealing actors that we've had in this past century. I find him to be very... The roles he plays, the way he plays them... I use the word attractive, not in the same sense that women find him attractive. I just find the way he meters and steps and works through the roles that he chooses to play. I think he's just extraordinarily capable. Last clip.
When I walk down the street, people look at me and say, there goes Roy Hobbs, the best there ever was.
888-302-3684 is the name of that movie. Movie news and things to think about in a moment here on Good Day.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
888-302.
Tomorrow we need to... Yeah. Never mind.
3684, okay? Star Wars fans are awaiting news on the new Star Wars. J.J. Abrams has a plan, he says. Do you know that he said, I was never a fan of Star Trek? I didn't even see all of the
Star
movies.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek. He said he wasn't a Star Trek fan.
When he did Star Trek.
He did Star Trek. He's done, he done two of them? Isn't there one?
Bet he likes it now. Yeah.
There's a new one coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
He's made about $100 million.
Yeah. I'm sure it's his new favorite movie. favorite franchise.
You could easily live on that. Why are you playing music?
I'm just going to play the Imperial March, since you were talking about Star Wars and Star Trek.
Thank you, Rich. Tom Cruise is in talks to star on the big screen adaptation of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, no. Oh, he's going to ruin it.
He would play Napoleon Solo.
Show.
Who would play Ilya Kuryakin under that circumstance? It would be interesting to...
Who
right?
would be Ilya Kuryakin?
Yeah. There's another sequel. This one is Hansel and Gretel. Witch Hunters, Jeremy Renner, and whoever was in the first
one. Yeah, that came out. They're doing a sequel?
Yeah, a sequel. Yeah.
Tom Cruise. Scrape the bottom of the barrel, don't they?
Yeah, you're right about that. Michael is in St. Augustine, Florida. Welcome to the Good Day program. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're well, thanks. How about you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. What's the name of the movie that we had the little excerpt from?
The Natural.
It is The Natural. Roy Hobbs, played by...
Robert Redford.
Yes, sir. All right, Michael. You'll be well taken care of. Appreciate your calling. Hold on just a second. Don't slip.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.